All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Monday, April 4th, and there's a lot to talk about because we just finished the first negative quarter in 2 years. We got to talk about Friday's jobs report. Crude oil is on the move again this week. The Fed meeting minutes, we got to talk about this. And then Twitter, what the heck is happening? Plus, we'll show you our current positions and the trades that we made over the last couple of days. But all right, before we dive in and show you what's happening, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. All right, Mark, let's see what is happening. I mean, it looks so harmless. It looks nice over the past few weeks, but I mean, the quarter was pretty brutal, right?
Yeah, it was, Marcus. The first negative quarter in 2 years. And the S&P ended the quarter down almost 4.6%. And the Dow was down 4.6%, I believe. And then the S&P was down 4.9% for the quarter. But the NASDAQ, the big loser, down 9% for the quarter.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. But right now, it seems that there is some positive momentum. Let's talk about Friday's jobs report, because that's kind of a big one.
Sure. So Friday's jobs report came in a little bit weaker than expected, but not really that bad considering everything going on. Job openings are still being filled and wage growth is hanging in there, suggesting that the economy is in good shape. And this does support Fed, 50 basis rate hike for the next Fed meeting. And that is what the Fed chair has said anyway, or suggested, but it's coming in line with that being the expectation, and possibly for the next meeting as well.
Right, because I mean, right now all eyes are basically on two major events. One is, of course, the Russia-Ukraine war that is still raging and going on. Today's day 40 of this war, and then of course the Fed. And the Fed, we have talked about it, has this dual mandate of having, well, low unemployment, so as much employment as possible, but also keep inflation under control. And this is why the jobs data here is important, because as long as it is robust, as we see here, which is pretty robust, so we're still adding jobs to the economy. This is where everybody says, okay, the Fed is probably very aggressively hiking rates because inflation is kind of under control, out of control, right, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, inflation is out of control, but the economy seems to be doing well. Jobs under 4% is really a solid sign there. And in fact, you kind of have this Goldilocks scenario where if the Fed doesn't want the economy to be so hot that wage inflation skyrockets, right? And then they have another issue. So, they really do have a tricky job. And you might be able to say that they should have tackled the rate hike sooner. But this is not an easy job for the Fed. And now it is trying to raise rates to calm down inflation, but find that balance so they're not just killing the economy.
All right, let's talk about raising rates. So here we have the FOMC FedWatch tool. And right now, traders are factoring in an almost 70% chance of a 50 basis point rate, so half a percentage point.
Yeah.
But if you look at this, I mean, here... One of our mastermind members showed me this compare, which is pretty cool. We see it hasn't much changed over the past few weeks. So as we can see, this is here a day ago, this is a week ago. A month ago, it looked different. But over the past week, this expectation hasn't changed, which is basically why also the markets, there's no surprises here right now. And that's why the markets just keep doing what they like to do, is drifting higher, right?
Yeah, and you mentioned how things are looking up a little bit, right? It was a negative quarter, but gains for March. Even last week, there was a bit of a pullback midweek or towards the end of the week, but We finished Friday positive, and it was a positive week for the S&P and the NASDAQ. So even though we had the first losing quarter in the last 2 years, it was a decent month.
Yeah. Now, crude oil has also been in the news, and crude oil prices have been influencing the markets over the past few weeks as crude oil shot higher because of the war between Russia and Ukraine here, and then calmed down, moving higher. And then I wrote in the description, crude oil moving lower. And just like this, crude oil in the last 30 minutes decided to massively move higher here. Let's talk about it, because there were some news last week that drove crude oil prices below $100 a barrel again.
You know, it's funny, Marcus. It's, you know, that whack-a-mole game. The same with crude oil prices. You're just trying to figure out what's next and where it's going to pop up. Because I agree, we pulled back a little bit last week, and then I did the same thing. I pulled it up, and it's up 3% pre-market. But yeah, last week with the Biden administration increasing or tapping into oil reserves, and then this put some pressure on other IEA nations. That's the International Energy Agency, and those nations include Europe, Canada, Mexico, Japan, and South Korea. There was some pressure on those countries to join the U.S. in releasing oil from their reserves, and then with more supply, that helps the bring the price of oil down. Although today we're seeing another little jump.
Yeah. So, I mean, and we'll see what happens next, because usually, I mean, April is a pretty good month for the stock markets, right? Did you see over the last, 100 plus years, did you see the stats about April?
Yeah, pretty impressive. So historically, it's the best month of the year for the S&P 500. The S&P has been higher 70% of the time and has gained an average of 1.7% in April since World War II.
Right. All right. So what to expect this week? And we just mentioned it. So the two main events will be, of course, the Russia-Ukraine war. And peace talks have started last week, and they are progressing, but they're not yet at a point where the two leaders of the countries, Putin and Zelensky, can meet to really talk. But I mean, this is where the delegations, they're still talking. So that is kind of good news, even though we get some horrible news there out of Ukraine of, mass graves. And it's ugly what we said this morning. But hopefully there are the peace talks that are progressing this week.
Yeah, and that's still going to be a wild card. You know, of course, everybody would like the peace talks to, you know, progress. Now there's, you know, accusations of war crimes. And I mean, it's just an unfortunate situation. But there could be some positive news. And whether that comes in an hour, a day, a week, or a month, hopefully, you know, sooner than later, that would be a big positive for the market.
Right. Now, the other big news this week, I mean, if you look at the economic calendar for this week, it's actually pretty light. But what is definitely on the agenda for traders or in the focus are the meeting minutes of the FOMC, because these are the meeting minutes from the meeting where the Fed hiked interest rates for the first time since 2018, so in 4 years. So,
yeah, you know, this is where historically in a normal market environment, you have the Fed day, the Fed release. That's always the biggie. And the Fed minutes might be kind of muted, kind of an afterthought. But the Fed minutes these days are taking more importance because traders are really trying to figure out what the Fed is focused on, what's being discussed for future meetings. And that could be something that moves the market for sure.
Right. No, because it did in December when we basically saw the Fed meeting minutes and what they are planning to do. Okay, yep. So in a moment, we'll talk about the trades that we took on Thursday and Friday and show you the positions that we have going on. But Mark, we got to talk about Twitter. I mean, there's no way that we cannot talk about Twitter, because Twitter this morning, I mean, up, 25% in pre-market trading right now, pulling back a little bit. Last trade price on Friday, $39. This morning, pre-market trading, $47. Did you see what's happening here?
I did, and you know, in the Power X community and Mastermind community, they've coined the term, you know, what would Marcus do? WWMD, and in Mastermind, it's WWMMD. What would Marcus and Mark do? Well, I think that here we have Wyatt. What is Elon up to? Because the shares are up 25% pre-market. After the SEC filings revealed that Elon Musk has purchased a 9% stake, which is huge, in the social media company. For comparison, the founder, Jack Dorsey, only has a 2.25% stake.
So what is he doing? Is he taking over Twitter? I mean, we know that he loves Twitter with more than 80 million followers, and he is tweeting like crazy. He loves it. So. But that's interesting because, I mean, there were some rumors that he might actually start his own social media platform because he wants to have free speech and wants to say whatever the heck he wants. But now it seems that he really starts to like Twitter.
And he did recently poll his followers questioning whether or not the social media giant does follow free speech principles. So maybe he's trying to pick up some stake and turn Twitter into something a little more spicy and change its speech policies.
All right. So let's take a look at some of our trades. So last week we went into DKS, Dick's Sporting Good, where we sold the 100 put expiring April 1st. And it was a close call, but DKS closed at 101.12. So this means that here, it expired worthless, and we just kept our premium, didn't get assigned, and I was kind of sad that we didn't get assigned. I wanted to get assigned here.
Yeah, it came down to the wire, but no assignment there.
All right, then also Macy's, we did sell puts on Macy's, the 2350 put, staying very solid about this, so just keeping all of the premium, so nothing going on there. Then earlier that week, I sold DB puts, Deutsche Bank, the 12 put. And I mean, Deutsche Bank has been trading around 13. So I might be able to close that today, take 90% of profits. And I'll link to a video of what this profit taking is and why we are taking 90% profits here. But then we did quite a few new trades. I actually did an AMD trade. You did not take this one, right?
Actually, I started the AMD party, Marcus. I sold the
one. Oh, you did it. Are you right?
A little bit earlier.
Jeez. Yeah, so it was a fun weekend. Went to a Korean barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, you are right. You started this, and yeah, you sold it first, and then I joined the party.
Yeah, and you were able to get a lower strike as it dropped a little bit. So still above the strike that I sold, but we both have a position here, just different strikes.
Right. Now, here is where it gets different. I actually sold puts on TPR. We have been talking about TPR. It's one of the companies where I made a lot of money already this year, more than $4,000. And I sold the 35 put. And then on Friday, we were dipping below, what was it? The 37 put. And we were dipping below it at 36. But we'll see. This expires at the end of this week. So this was good, $35 per contract, and we can jump on the calculator here in a moment, but I want to talk about the trade that you took, because I'm in DB Deutsche Bank, and you decided to sell puts on Bank of America.
Yeah, and this is where we previously owned it at 41 and had a bit of a dip, and then a nice rally, made some money on this one. So I decided to trade it again, but at the 39.50 strike.
Yeah. So looking at the calculator, I mean, last week was good. Deutsche Bank sold here, collected some premium. What is it? Around $1,000. Then also around $1,000 on TPR. Then we have AMD, $750. And you collected some good premium on BAC. So we'll see what happens right now. So I have three positions here in that portfolio in the Tradier account. So there might be something that we can do today. And looking at the pre-market action, I mean, earlier today, it looked like markets were actually starting higher. Then they pulled lower. I bring up a 5-minute chart here of the E-mini NASDAQ. It's a little bit all over the place since we opened last night, right? At first drifting higher, then a little bit of scare, then drifting higher, a little bit lower. So it's a little bit all over the place. It's like traders are starting Monday morning with saying, oh, let's see, what can we focus on here right now?
Yeah, indecision on a Monday could be good for the wheel, and we will see what the market brings us, but definitely not a super, super bullish start. So we'll see.
Yeah, and this week we have the virtual boardroom where we are trading together with our mastermind the whole week. So we got to head over there and jump over there. And if you would like to learn more about the wheel strategy and how we trade, I'll link to a video here where I did a wheel strategy explained in 15 minutes or less. So take a look at this video, subscribe to the channel, and then we'll see you tomorrow morning again.
Happy trading, everybody.